Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Well, I think I speak for all of us when I say, welcome back, Flo Rida. And if it's what I told the sales clerk at Kiehl's when she spread a healthy free sample of hair gel under my bald spot, then this must be Dale Radio. And I, of course, am your host, Dale Seaver, and you're listening to another episode of Some Things I Enjoy, coming to you, as always, from the foul banks of the Gowanus. And, boy, you can tell by the amount of pollen collecting on the windshield of Lil Barry, that's my beloved 89 Chrysler LeBaron, that spring is finally in full effect. And in fact, we're having a bit of a wild weather stretch here, aren't we? With almost 90 degrees yesterday and hundreds of tornadoes in the Midwest, snow in Minneapolis. Well, sometimes you just want to figure out a way to harness nature, don't you? And have it do your bidding is what you want. I'm not talking about drilling a hole beneath an aquifer, pumping in thousands of gallons of chemical wastewater, and then trying to extract oil from shale deposits, because how could that possibly be a good idea? No, I'm talking about a more sedate way of going about it, ladies and gentlemen, a time-honored way to bring a little bit of the outdoors in, and in the process, making something beautiful to enjoy both privately and publicly. Folks, with me tonight is a great lady, and I'm so happy that you're here. I'm sitting in a small chair looking up. It's like my days as a youth on Thanksgiving. You're one half of the duo behind the magic that is Twig Terrariums. Katie Maslow, how are you?
Doing quite well, thank you.
Good. I'll welcome you with a handshake to the program so that everybody can know that it's official and that we've begun.
It's official. Is it Facebook official?
Oh, wow. I certainly would like it if it was. Well, now, Katie, Michelle can't be here tonight.
Correct.
She had a tragic thing happen, and she's at a wake. And if maybe it's an Irish wake. That could be exciting for some.
Might be.
But we certainly wish her the best, and I'm sorry she can't be here. But I tell you something, I'm happy you're here, and I'm happy to be here with you.
Yeah, ditto.
And we're right here along the Gowanus, aren't we? Which is an exciting place to be. It's where I draw all my strength, that's for sure.
Indeed, and luckily we're downwind.
Isn't it? It's nice today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It feels good. Well, you know, I often walk along the Gowanus on my evening constitutional, a rare opportunity to get a little moment of quiet away from my niece Katrina and her young 2-year-old daughter, baby Pepsi. And the other day, as I was walking some time ago now, I noticed your sign here, and I thought, well, by gosh, that's exactly what this neighborhood needs, is a terrarium shop, isn't it? Next, maybe a scented candle place would be nice, too. I'm teasing, but it's a great... How long have you been here?
We've only been here since September.
September, that's when it was.
We are sticking in this neighborhood. We're expanding a little bit, but we're taking a space just right across the street from ourselves.
That's it. We're breaking news here, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
You're going to be going over in the old gallery space over there.
That is correct.
Consolidating things, and you have a nice backyard over there.
Indeed. We will have a lot more space to play and to terrare, as we like to call it.
Is that real?
Yes. We have our own language. Twig speak, yes.
Well, that's exciting. What other things are part of that?
Part of our twig speak?
Yeah.
Choice words. Mossum being our favorite and most used.
I like that.
Terrarable, as in this lovely piece of terrarable glass. You know, we are terrarists, though we try not to use that one very often.
You gotta be careful. You get stopped at the airport
if you see something, say something, people.
Well, that's dangerous, and I like living on the edge. And I tell you, I'm on a little chair. We're at the workstation where a lot of the magic happens.
This is where the magic happens.
And you've got enormous goblets. And I tell you, the thing that strikes you when you walk in is just how much glass is in here.
Yeah, a lot of people feel a little uncomfortable. You know, we had our book release party the other night, and there was lots of drinking to be had.
Yes.
And miraculously, not a single thing broke.
Well, that's a good crowd.
It was a very respectful crowd.
Respectful.
They kept their drunkenness to a self-destructive nature.
Yeah. They were good about their own territory terrarium world. Terrariatory,
yes. Something. It was kept.
It's fun once you start making new
making
words.
Making up words, man. You can't go wrong.
Well, now you and Michelle both grew up in Brooklyn.
We are native Brooklynites, indeed.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, she grew up in a mixture of like Brighton Beach and Marine Park. I grew up in Midwood, in a very, very boring corner of Midwood. But I got to escape. I left New York alone.
Are there exciting?
Are there exciting corners of Midwood? There might be one. I think the cops patrol that one frequently.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. So I live in a very, very quiet Orthodox Jewish community, and not much happens. So I leave it, which is the nice thing about that neighborhood is you just gotta go. You gotta get out of there.
You can get out easily.
Yeah.
Come over here to the Gowanus.
I much prefer Gowanus.
Put
indeed.
Stuff in jars.
Yeah.
Well, and how do you settle on the Gowanus as a location?
Well,
have you always been drawn to it, as a young person?
My entire life, I have found the canal to be both mysterious and scary and beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah. When I learned that they started having gondola rides on the Gowanus, my interest was piqued, of course. And
gondolas.
The gondolas.
That's right. Yes.
And it's just a great neighborhood. You know, it's not pretentious. It's not scary. So it's right in the middle. It's filled with artists and artisans and new business and thriving creative types, which, you know, I love.
Yeah.
So
you just described this program.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So we felt quite at home when we first came to see this space as a business partnership. When you both have the same feeling about something, you go with it because most often you're debating things. So when it clicks, you just say, all right, it clicks. That's going with it.
That's true. That's how I used to work with my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
We're not always in sync, and that was part of the problem.
Indeed.
Choosing some of the songs we'd do. Well, and you all knew each other for a long time. Is that you?
We are old friends.
You were troubled teens together.
We were hooligans, right? Indeed. Michelle likes to tell the story. You know, she was 15, I was 12. We were both truant and, you know, often little runaways or whatnot. And really just kind of got a little crazy together and had a lot of fun, had a big group of friends. And
you went to the same school and all that?
No. Well, I didn't really go to school. I was a big truant. Michelle might have gone. She went to, I believe, Dewey.
How many times did you have to be truant to not go to...
Yeah, I basically just went from elementary school to college. so I had a lot to catch up on.
A lot of nice programs like that now. Mostly AP classes. As a youth.
It wasn't for my smarts, that's for damn sure.
But then you end up in... so you're running Brooklyn. You're in some kind of gang. And tearing up things around town. You end up doing something that is most often associated in a kind of quaint Victorian way.
Indeed.
You've harnessed all of those impulses, haven't you?
Well, I grew up a little bit, you know, and it helped to leave New York and leave my circle.
And where'd you go?
I've lived all over this country. I've been to 48 states. And I've lived in about probably three, I say is a good number. It's sometimes hard to remember.
Were you traveling in a car? Living in a car?
Yes, I was.
Whoa, my goodness.
I've had wanderlust since I was born, so I've always
kind of a Kerouac figure, aren't
little
you?
Little bit. Oh, and of course, you know, I read On the Road probably like 80 times.
Did you read it on the road?
I did, yes.
I think that's the best way to do it.
Yes.
So, well, what was going on for you then at that time?
Well, you know, when I came back to Brooklyn after a stint in Virginia and Colorado, and really a mutual friend knew that I was in town, knew Michelle hadn't seen me in a decade, knew her 31st birthday was coming up, and so I was a surprise at her party.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And she did not recognize me at all. No. And she went to shake my hand, and everyone was like, that's Katie, and she just launched into a hug. So ever since then, we would just get together and hang out. It evolved into craft night, which we would enjoy making, you know, birthday cards that said, like, happy birthday, slut, you know, things like that.
Yeah, a little off color.
we kind of, in our little non-traditional way, wanted to be crafters and always wanted to make and create. One of the things that Michelle wanted to make was a terrarium. And in the New York Times article that we, you know, were really lucky to be a part of,
what's the paper called?
The New York Times.
I've heard of it.
It's small rag.
I've heard of it. They put that paywall up. I only get 10 articles now. So I have to be very careful about what I read. I don't like getting the newsprint on my hands.
Yeah, no, I haven't really picked up a newspaper in quite a while. Everything's, you know.
I feel like a Muppet at this table.
Would you like a higher chair?
No, it's all right.
Just sit on the table.
I'm enjoying it, but I have my two like paws up here on the table. I don't need to do that. Probably.
You don't want scraps from the table, no, little puppy?
But now, Katie, what happened during the time that you were wandering around, though? I mean, I get that you get to personally?
The,
yes,
yeah.
Of course. Michelle's not here.
We can talk all about me, right?
Our time.
Woohoo!
I told you, your star is rising ever so higher.
Well, aside from the natural born wanderlust,
yes,
and the great desire to have a great American road trip, which is really probably my favorite pastime. I would say my two favorite pastimes are road tripping and rock and roll.
Well,
so when they combine, it's euphoria for me.
Yeah.
And
what kind of car were you driving around in?
A really crappy 1990 Toyota Camry. But now I rock a black Jeep Cherokee, so I'm a much happy camper.
Well, you've gone up in the world
upgraded.
I tell you. Well, Camry's a good reliable car. That's not bad at all.
It had a big trunk for all my crap.
Huge
and
trunk. They do have big trunks.
Nice back seat for sleeping in.
And would you craft around the country?
No, this was pre crafting Katie.
So what kind of jobs did you have?
I didn't really do a lot of working.
Just busking around.
Pretty much couch surfing from family member to family member. I have a very large family scattered around this country.
Well, so that doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. Actually, last summer, me and Michelle did a road trip as well, and she got to meet a very large portion of my family. And I'm glad that she enjoyed herself.
Yeah.
I was a little worried.
Hey, I tell you, that ought to be your next book.
But yes.
The Lost Decade. Diary of a Terrorist.
Oh, snap.
So then you got here and you got together, you got a hug, and you started making a terrarium, and then, my gosh, how many jars are in here?
I couldn't count.
I don't mean
to
call them jars in a bad way.
No, the vessels, yeah.
Vessels.
I'm going to say there's approximately 80,000. No, I couldn't tell you.
It's a massive space, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. It's 40,000 square feet of glass. It's 900 square feet of glass, and we fit a lot in here. And, of course, we're always on the hunt. And, my thing as a road tripper is I am also an antique shopper, junk shopping.
Yep.
That's my thing. So it all really began with hunting for that perfect jar to make my first terrarium in. And Michelle had hers.
How long did that take? It took me like
a month or two because I'm very indecisive.
Yeah.
She pulled a little Crouet jar out of her kitchen cabinet. She had it. And she was
She's
ready.
She's the kind of person that has a Crouet jar.
Oh, yes, she does. And I had nothing, so...
I've dated a couple of gals like that. Always fun to be around. And they make good eggs.
Indeed. And she does.
I know. A wicked frittata. That's exactly. I know her type. I'm sorry she's not here because we could wink at each other. But what do you settle on? What was the
It was a vintage mushroom-shaped glass piece made by... in the 70s, there was a big terrarium craze as well.
Ooh.
And there were two...
Yes, now that you say it, I remember.
I'm sure you remember. Elementary school, little plastic jug, everyone planting something.
Yeah, sure.
So a vestige of that craze were, just pieces scattered in antique shops that I go to. And when I see them, I jump and will hurt people to get at it. It was by Libby Glass, who made... some really amazing terrarium glass in the
70s. The great Libby Glass.
The great Libby Glass.
Yep. Where are they based at?
Ohio.
Yep.
And
yep.
We actually drove through Ohio last summer on our way to Chicago.
Let me tell you, that's the best way to do it.
Driving right through. It was good antiquing. They have one of the biggest antique warehouses in America.
Yep.
So I got nothing but love for Ohio. They even like rock and roll there. So
Absolutely.
Even more so.
They got a whole place for it.
Yeah. Drew Carey.
Yeah,
I've heard another of him. Plus.
Yeah, you like that guy?
Not really. No, I'm just kidding.
He seems quick. Why is he hosting that game show?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Bob Barker must still be alive.
He is still alive. I went to a taping of that program.
Did you?
I was on the show, a Christmas episode, shouting in the thing, and they brought out one of the wickers. In the whatever the thing is in the beginning. It's not the showcase showdown. It's whatever you're getting on. You guess how much it is. And everybody said, $1. And they say, $1.50. Anyhow, the point, they brought out a little wicker chest. And the lady, they had the models up there. And the lady opened the drawer and the whole darn thing fell apart. They had to stop the taping. It was hilarious. I loved it. But anyhow, it's curious, the decisions we sometimes make.
Indeed.
And I wish Drew Carey well. I know he's a listener out there. So... So you decide, well, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pairing the podcast tonight with a Templeton Rye. This is a nice small batch one. I'm just going to fill up our green solo cup. That's contrary to the old red solo cup. That's a popular
song. This is our twig green. Signature color.
And the goal was, had you been partaking of this as well, that we would drain this and then put some moss in there.
Oh, that's a good interesting. Looking bottle, we, that is a terrible glass, I would say.
Thank you very
nice
much.
Nice like that. We even have some great little drunk little people that would be perfect. The merry drinkers, we like to call them. So we'll have to get to that. We'll have to, you know, figure that out.
Will you take a commission?
Yeah.
All right. Because what I like to do in here, in all honesty now, you may think I'm joking, but I'm not. Is to have a whiskey bottle that then had a miniature scene in, well, the Gowanus.
Uh-huh.
A little figure of myself on there.
We can do this.
And then we put that on. That'd become the nice promotional image for the show.
All right.
You understand?
I'm all about this. You know, I've already made a Gowanus terrarium.
Well,
someone commissioned us for the canal.
I'm surprised this place isn't full of them.
It came out great, too, I gotta say.
Well, that's good. Let's talk about the terrarium because then you get your vintage Libby glass mushroom jar and you fill it. And one of the things that is the let's talk about that. So what was did you think? Well, this is a lovely little scene full of moss.
Indeed.
I'm going to put some people in it.
It was a natural inclination.
Put somebody in it.
We both looked at
to
them
to view it as a miniature world.
Yeah. Well, they look like miniature gardens.
They
looked
certainly
like
do.
You know, and we use various types of moss to create dimension and mimic the landscape.
Yes.
So when we saw, well, this looks like a nice little nook in the forest and it needs some hobos around the campfire.
Yeah.
And that was my first terrarium. And Michelle
Hobo
saw
fire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the little gunny sack and everything.
Oh, sure.
Michelle.
It was a bit like your own life, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Little tramp. Yep.
Autobiographical. Well, not the tramp part. My goodness. You said
just
that.
The hobo
I
bit.
Want the record to
okay.
say that. You said that. But you were a wanderer out
yeah.
there looking for things.
Yeah.
You
I never hit the rails, though.
That's next for you, isn't
it? I think it might have to be. That's maybe the next great American trip is I have to ride the rails.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
you think
New
you
York
still
to California. I think I'd actually be really scared and a little wussy, so I'd probably just...
Well, who else is doing it?
You know, there are people. I swear it exists. There are still people riding the rails. I don't know. Maybe
don't
it's,
know
you know, the nice, cushy Amtrak rails. But...
Yeah, they're in the quiet car of the Acela. You ever take that train?
I hate the Acela. It broke down every time I took it.
Well, I didn't have that experience, but it's too fast is my experience.
Oh, is that the problem?
I get quite ill on it, and I've fallen into a woman's lap before.
That's a bad thing?
I was walking. Normally, no, but you didn't see this gal. But it was in the morning, and she had her Amtrak witch there and a cup of coffee reading the paper, and I got knocked clear. I was trying to use they do have a nice restroom. I was trying to use the restroom on there, and whenever I ride Amtrak, I do a show in the cafe car,
uh-huh.
and I tweet about that. So if you're on the car, you can come up and see me do the show in the cafe car. I don't do that. I'd like to tweet it, but I never actually have done it. But I would love to be the in-house. I'd like to have an artist in residency at the Amtrak. Anyhow, I'm working on a lot of things at once. But I fell right into this lady's lap and disrupted her paper. I felt bad. The fact of the matter is, you go out there and you search for great moss.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And you use only the finest quality moss.
Yeah.
Sphagnum.
You got to put a little, in
you
there.
You understand, I'm from outside of Philadelphia, and in Philadelphia, we call it sphagnum. It's true. That's what we also say, Merry Christmas. But then there's
Merry Christmas. There's,
and
like
towel
that.
Instead of tail. But there's a lot of nice things in Philadelphia. You ever get down there?
Often, actually.
Yeah,
I would say that Philly is my second favorite city next to New York.
The sixth borough.
That's what I call it, and Philadelphians really don't like that, so I stopped saying that.
What do Philadelphians like? That's what I...
Well,
I
last
liked it,
time
really.
I was there, we did the Philly Flower Show.
Oh, that's a beautiful show.
A two-week-long event for us.
That's one that people like.
Yes.
That, the Franklin Institute,
yes.
And maybe the Betsy Rouse House, and the
Bell. And that Rocky Museum.
Rocky, that's right. Totally disappointed.
The
that
one
that's
with the
not
stairs.
All about Rocky.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, sure, they run up that. Soon people won't know what that is.
Which is a sad thing.
You know what I'm saying? Well, anyhow, so you go out there and you look out, you get the moss. And I read you go out early in the morning searching for this stuff. You get it locally?
Well, we have friends with land because, you know, it's illegal to take things from public parks and state land or anything like that. As much as I would love to say, yeah, go get your moss wherever, we always have to give that little caveat.
Can you imagine Central Park if it was legal? There'd be nothing left. There'd be people still break trees and all that kind of stuff for cherry blossoms this time of year. And you only have that? Is that sphagnum is the only
kind? No, well, there are 15,000. Is there a more unpleasant
word than sphagnum?
I can come up with quite a few.
It sounds like something down below, doesn't it? It might have a skin tag down there near the sphagnum. You had to get that checked out.
That's rough, yeah. So, there are 15,000 types of moss.
And you use one of each.
We use probably close to 20 types of moss. New Jersey alone has 250 types.
God bless them.
We go mossing, Long Island, upstate New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
What percentage of your time is mossing?
Not as much as I'd like, to be honest. We have freelance mossers as well.
You're the only one. You're the only one that would say that.
Nah,
right?
you think a lot of people who would not like to forage in the woods as part of their work life?
I guess so.
It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Is there edible moss?
I've tried. It's not that tasty.
You've tried it?
I'll try anything once.
You said you don't drink.
No, but you know, it's just so tasty looking. I'm a mossophile. I can't help it. So
you're here late at night at the workstation.
Nibbling on the moss.
Grabbing for a snack.
Well, okay, so last Christmas, you know, before we were in this space, we had a tiny little converted, like, garage, little horse carriage-y type garage in Lefferts Gardens. And it was so tiny, and we stuffed everything in there. And we were there 16 hours a day, of course, working, making terrariums. And a lot of times, we just ate our dinner amongst the mosses. And often, I would, just not worry if some moss fell in my whatever I was eating, Chinese food. So, you know, it's not so bad.
You
really
talk about that with Rachel Ray?
She wasn't so into that. Yeah.
She wasn't. She'll come up with one. I tell you, if it only cost $30 a day, she'd have some.
Oh, that's right. Actually, it's a lot cheaper considering you
that's
can just
what I'm
forage
talking
for
about.
It.
It's like grilled moss and cheese.
Well, you know that they do. I read some book, of course, I can't remember the name nor the author, about the. The passage, the great passage up north, and how they would starve because they didn't understand the seal breathing holes and how to, you know, eat some real food.
I can't tell you how many days have been ruined by understanding
the seal breathing hole. So they would make lichen soup, and they, you know, moss grows on every continent, so they would, you know, eat it.
You call it lichen.
Well, you can call it lichen or lichen, whatever you prefer.
I've always been a lichen man.
You're a lichen man? Well, I'm a lichen girl, all right?
We agree to disagree.
That's right. We can.
And is it so? That's what it is. Not a plant. Is it a plant?
It is a plant, actually. Moss in a. This is a very lovely way to talk about moss.
Let's do a lovely session right now.
So moss grows in clumps, and each tiny little frond and each tendril is its own plant. But in order to retain its moisture, it has to grow in a community. So you will never find just one tiny little sprig of moss. You will only find a giant city of moss. And it's a beautiful thing. And when we go mossing, we are very respectful of its regrowth rate. So we will only take a certain amount so that we know that it'll regrow in that area. And, of course, our favorite moss, sphagnum, with the little list, grows in bogs. And sometimes bogs can be a little dangerous.
Sure.
If Michelle were here, she would tell you about her great shoe loss of 2010.
Do your impression of Michelle doing that story.
Oh, no, that's not. No. I got to put a little Brooklyn on that, maybe. I couldn't do a Michelle.
That's it. Of losing your shoe, is that the story?
Yes, she lost her shoe.
Was it a nice shoe?
It was a very lovely shoe. I told her to wear boots. She didn't listen. So that's what you get. The earth ate her shoe. We tried to get it out to no avail. So.
Well, listen, you've profited fine from the earth, so you can give something back.
That's right.
If Manalo in the swamp.
The earth wanted it.
Who the heck cares? That's right.
It wanted it, so let's give it to her.
Probably made some lovely moss.
I imagine that in 10,000 years, they will find this shoe encased in a peat bog.
That's, so. I imagine this show in 10,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. So,
well, you so will have perfected it by then.
I'll probably get it. Thank you. Yes, I know. Still figuring it out. But, well, that's true. And, you know, one of the things that I also like about this whole enterprise is that, you know, scotch is made from the
Boss. Ah, yes. I've had this conversation very recently, actually.
Yeah, with who?
When I was in Coney Island doing the little vending of my terrariums at their freak bar.
Yeah.
I had the conversation with their strange strong man about scotch, the difference between scotch and whiskey and how it's made through the peat and all the this and the that. And I had no idea. I had no idea. Wow. Well, I've never known the difference between scotch and whiskey.
Is that true?
Except that it's whiskey made in Scotland, right? Is that what it is? I couldn't tell you. I'm not
you
a drinker.
You learned a lot from this fellow. But were you a drinker and you stopped? Or were you never a drinker?
Used to be a drinker.
Well, then I'm sorry I brought this in, if that's offensive
that's
to you. I did.
It's I am. It's very hard
you're
to
okay,
offend
being,
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything goes.
We're going to get along okay. Because this podcast wouldn't exist without it, I'll be honest with you.
A little bit of a offensive something or other?
No, with the whiskey.
With the whiskey.
Well, let's talk about it since you brought it up, being offensive. Because I don't do blue material on the program. You may know that. But at times your terrariums get a little randy, don't
they?
They
do. They do indeed. We
get
go
some
from,
characters going on. In
oh, we go from naughty to nice and back again. And we try and represent all facets of human existence, whether real or surreal.
And the animal kingdom.
Indeed. Yes.
And not against mixing.
No. We make all sorts of terrariums, and yes, we have lots of little sexy time scenes, and we make gayariums as well, just so you know.
Gayariums?
Yeah, we for a few years in a row now, we've donated to the GLAAD Awards as like a giveaway.
Sure.
So we have a lot of fun, you know, we like to humor every whim that comes through our little minds.
Well, let's describe it a little bit more so the people that don't know anything about it understand that this is a glass vessel. It's beautiful. A beautiful glass vessel. It has some kind of a breathing apparatus in some way to let
well,
the,
it should be lidded.
It should be lidded.
Moss likes to be kept moist. Yes. However, we do make pieces with, you know, small openings.
Right.
Doesn't affect it too much if the glass retains moisture well. Otherwise, you've got to mist it a little more frequently.
Sure. And within this beautiful forest scene, as we've alluded to, you may find some tiny figurines that you put in. The one that we're looking at, of course, is a hat. Just married couple stepping onto a rock. It looks like they left the party quite far behind in this case. That's a destination wedding, isn't it?
Yes.
On a shoestring budget because they're the only people there. And then, but you have other ones where the people may be in fornicating.
Yeah, the honeymoon terrarium. Yeah.
Right after this scene, that's where they're headed. Is that it?
Yes, they are.
I wish that was my wedding night, I tell you. That would have been a far better outcome than what happened. But so they're going off to do something, and you have other people that are just enjoying nature and all of its splendor.
You know, there's that. Then there's the murder scenes, the crime scenes.
It runs the gamut, doesn't it?
The zombies.
Yes.
The really just about anything.
Whatever your heart desires.
We humor every single whim, and it's a lot of fun. I'm currently thinking in my head of a terrarium for a fellow in Coney Island who wants a squid and a sea monster grappling over a boat with a sailor gone flying out. And, you know, that's probably the best part of this gig is the living diorama aspect, especially for me. You know, me and Michelle, you know, she's a much better botanist than I am.
Oh, no, kid.
I like the little people. I can, you know, I can really go to town.
And does a squid have a penis?
I imagine so, but not these little guys.
I bet you would imagine so. Well, no, they don't look like they have. Do they make one? You'd have to put
those
some
are
kind
not
of Sculpey.
Anatomical, no.
I'm sorry that I knocked it over there.
You see, they're just gone right back to grappling over it, so that's quite all right.
It's a very sexual creature, though, the octopus and the squid, isn't it?
If you say so.
In Japanese culture, there's a whole thing of young women being entangled in the tentacles of the octopus. Well, let's talk about that off the air, because as I said, But really, you'll do anything that people tell you to do.
Folks come to us with some of the most bizarre, awesome ideas for their terrarium because everyone knows that these are, you know, the ultimate and the personalized. We can personalize these to the person's interests, quirks, hobbies, work, fantasies, just about anything you can come up with. And, of course, you have a grin on your face.
Fantasies. Whenever you say fantasies, it gives
it's dirty,
me a,
of course.
It gives me some thoughts. It does. But the thoughts I haven't acted upon in a long time. A long time. But that's all right. Sometimes if I feel like I don't need to have sex on a regular basis, but if I had a glass jar full of moss and a couple of tiny people doing it, well, that might make up for it.
It's like a consolation prize.
It's sad a little bit. A
little bit, a little bit.
You call them sextariums? That's what you call them?
Oh, that's great. No, I didn't, but that I like.
All right, yeah. You can have that. Thank you. Know what I was thinking is that you have a reality show in development at all?
No.
Wouldn't that
be
kind
of awesome?
Like Ace of Cakes is what I was thinking, but people call in, you say, yes, we can do it, and you make some kind of comment about it, and then you do it.
And just like Ace of Cakes, where they drive very precariously with yes. this giant cake, that'll be us, just a giant terrarium.
And you go on the road with this stuff?
We do. We drove to Chicago with, you know, hundreds of terrariums. My goodness. Drove to Philly.
What's the night like in the hotel or the motel that you're in? Are you just sweating or can you sleep when that's happening?
Well, when we're driving, it's scary.
Yeah.
We try to avoid every pothole.
But that's what I mean. Then you have it parked and you're
then
worried about the things
relax.
That are in
there. We relax a bit. We have a running joke about the screams of 10,000 dying terrariums when we're very nervous. But that's just a joke. You know, yeah. They're actually, for all the glass and fragility, which is a word I will only use very sparingly, they're pretty hardy things. They don't break that easy.
Like
you know?
They seem like it. Moss, of course, is resilient. Rocks.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
not worried
moss,
about.
Moss is the lowest maintenance thing we can come up with, I would say. And she's also a really hardy girl with no yeah. frills and doesn't require a lot. So
that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, she's the ideal girl, in my opinion, you know?
But do you do other things with trees and plants and
we
bonsai
do. We make,
and all that
we make
kind
plant
of thing?
Terrariums, succulent terrariums. We like air plants. I have a little
air
bonsai.
Plants.
You don't know air plants?
They grow in the air.
They grow in the air.
Yeah.
They are epiphytes. And they don't require anything except moisture and humidity, which we have lots of.
Also a great lady. But, and you've written a book on the darn thing.
We did.
Which is why we couldn't make one tonight. We couldn't walk through the step-by-step.
Because the book Plus, tells you how to do it.
Because the book tells you how to. Your publisher said, you better not tell that Dale fellow what's going on in here. But congratulations on
Thank
getting
you.
A book out. That's terribly exciting. And furthermore, what happens in there? What happens in the book?
I can't share the ending, of course, because that would
Spoiler
ruin it.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it is a photographic and very how-to heavy guide to easily contained, easily maintained
yes.
life, which is our little tagline. And it has, you know, lots of terrariums for inspiration. It has information yep. on how to make and keep a happy and healthy terrarium, as well as little tips and tricks from us on what to put inside and, you know, all that fun little stuff.
So what makes the best one?
What makes the happiest and healthiest terrarium you could ever possibly make?
That's another way of saying it.
What makes the best one? Well, as long as you get your layers right, and as
yeah.
long as you keep it in proportion to the glass so it has some room to breathe in there.
That's the key.
And, you know, make sure you're not overcrowding it. And
yeah.
just, you know, you got to talk to it every day. You know, give it some words of appreciation and it'll do just fine.
Can you just play a podcast for it?
You could, yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be what I would
I think,
do
you know, it's like when you leave Animal Planet on for your dog at home.
Sure.
It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're good-looking things, too, aren't
they?
They
are. I would say they're really sexy.
You don't spend enough time looking at moss, at least for the majority uh-huh. of my listeners. You don't spend enough time looking at moss, and once you do, you really realize its complexity and its
yeah.
daring beauty.
And when you see it in nature, once you notice it, you cannot unsee it. You start to see it everywhere, in every crack of the sidewalk, and every gutter, and everything.
Have you used some urban moss?
We tell folks not to use urban moss because of the dog pee situation.
Sure. Well, that makes good sense.
We like to aim for moss that we at least hope has not been peed on. That would be the main thing.
If you have a baseline.
Low expectations over here.
Hope what you're working with hasn't been peed on. Well, and so people online can go on twigterrariums.com. There you go. They can go on there and they can order. They can order it.
Yeah, we ship
them. They can contact you and you can figure it out what you want to do.
We ship nationwide. We have little do-it-yourself kits as well as fully assembled terrariums. We do tons of custom work. We even have lots of workshops in our studio for those more adventurous folks that want to make their own.
That's right. And at a reasonable price, you can come in and just make your own.
Yeah, $45. And you get to take home a really cute little egg, which happens to be made by Libby Glass.
They're the best.
Also from the 70s. And we found a stash of them and hoarded them, which is what, we are glass hoarders. This is something that we're just coming to terms with.
Yeah.
We also have a 12-step program for terrarium addicts, as well as a rehab clinic for those who could not figure out how to take care of their terrarium, which is quite all right.
Oh, but they can come in and they can fix things up?
We stand by our work as well as your work if you made one.
And you have open hours here?
We do, Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 7.
All right, people can just drop in and they have to make an appointment. Come on in and see you guys. And well, what's the most exotic thing you've ever put into a terrarium?
Other than the sexy people?
Yeah.
Doing sexy time?
Well, that's...
Probably special moss. You know, it was very unique, and we found... And
that's what somebody requested. They said, I won't do this.
No, it would be us. It'd be us.
You know,
my terrarium's at home. Sometimes I make something that I can't possibly sell because I love it too much. So I'll take that home with me. And if we find some choice moss out there in the woods, I don't want to put it in someone else's terrarium. I kind of keep it for myself sometimes. I'm a greedy terrarer. Yeah.
Well, when you get good moss, you want to keep it close, don't
it's,
you?
It's primo stuff. Yeah.
You ever lie down in the moss?
Of course. And did you know that cushion moss was once... This is really lame because I hate people that do this.
That's what I want to know.
The Cliff Clavin effect, right?
Little known fact.
Yes. Moss was the first shoe insole. So you know it's cushiony. You know it's happy.
Is that true?
Yeah. And pillow moss, I believe, is called pillow moss for a reason. They used to stuff beds with it and use it as a nice, cozy spot to sleep because really it is delightful.
I think I'll surprise my niece Katrina and replace her regular Tempur-Pedic with a little bit of the old moss.
Well, it's a lot like memory foam.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see if she noticed the difference. Boy, she hates nature.
No.
She does.
How can someone hate nature?
She doesn't like to be out of bugs, mostly.
You know what? Okay, so Michelle also has a bug issue.
Yeah.
I tend to be the man in our little half a twig collaboration. It's not so bad, really, but...
You're not partners, though.
No, we are only business partners.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I know we often, she'll be like, this is my partner, Katie, and I have to be like, business partner! Don't forget... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Though it is thrown off people here and there.
Sure.
You know, considering that she's married.
That's right. She doesn't like the bugs.
Kind of kill them for her. Yeah.
So she goes in there with her high heels, scared of bugs.
High heels. She was wearing sneakers.
Did she get out of the car? I feel like you're doing a lot of the work, so I'm glad you're here.
Michelle is a fine mosser with a very good eye.
Well, it sounds she's a bit of a half-asser.
She needs to wear boots. That's what it is.
Have you gotten her a pair?
No. That's up to her.
Make a nice birthday gift.
Her birthday is coming up, actually.
Well, you've gotten a lot of press for this since being open since September. You've been all over the place. Did you ever get a chance to meet Her Majesty, the gal with the deep voice and the love of open-toed shoes who has her own car elevator just like Romney, Martha Stewart?
No. However, we were once lucky enough to be on Martha Stewart's Sirius Radio.
Oh.
Telling
people... Is that her?
No, it was not. It was a fellow that had found us at the Brooklyn Flea. And it was his first broadcast, and we were one of his guests. And it's very interesting to teach how to make a terrarium over the radio, must say.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So while we can tell you about your rock layer and tell you about getting your moss, it was it's a lot easier to show. It's a show, not a tell kind of right. thing. But, you know, when we first started, and this is pre-twig, when we yeah. were just making them and enjoying them and hoarding them and needing to get rid of them because we had 80 of them, we decided to sell at the Brooklyn Flea.
Yes.
And we decided...
Which is a popular flea market for all kinds of things. It is wonderful. A lot of great food people have gotten to start there.
Yes.
A lot of great vendors and everything. And it's all over. You have many locations, or just they have a winter location.
They have a winter location, two summer locations, as well as the Smorgasbord, which is a big foodie vendor thing.
All right.
Settle. Yeah.
Settle down with the... Everybody's got
Okay. They got some good stuff.
No, I know they do, but that's it. Anyhow, good for them.
They're a great market, and they are well curated, and you know, they are where we got our first major press. You know, we came up with Twig together after much debating and passing back and forth of logo mock-ups and name ideas.
Sure. And when because your job's in marketing.
Well, we both have a history in design and. Yeah. You know, lots of fun photoshopping of things. So we went to town, and when we finally got so frustrated that we went to like Mac out in Prospect Park, right in front of us was the most perfect twig. And we still have it. It's actually in a giant piece of glass over there with a little ribbon around it.
Oh,
so we don't
that's
use
lovely.
It in a terrarium.
Right.
And it was on, you know, I mean, we came up with the name, came up with the logo, and went to the Flea. And our first day there, we got picked up by that little rag called the New York Times.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's all been good. You met Rachel Ray?
Yeah, we got to meet Rachel Ray on set, which
was she very
phenomenal.
Loud? Is she a very loud person?
She is.
I like her because she's always screaming at me.
Oh, is that? You like to be screamed at.
It's the one program where I turn it down just a little bit because I'm like, whoa, we've got a lot of volume on this burger. But was she nice in person?
She is super friendly. I mean, she's a bubbly, excited, enthusiastic woman who fell in love with our work, and we then fell in love with her because she put us in her magazine and had us do workshops at the and it was huge, you know. I mean, this is.
Did you make her one?
Yeah, we made her a few actually. And
is there people doing it?
No. It was her and her husband dancing in the woods.
So it was two people doing it. Well, good for that. That's exciting. That's got to feel good, though.
I still am surprised by all of this, of course, because, you know, a couple years ago, I was just finishing up my degree in poetry.
You were living in a Camry.
This is true.
So, my goodness, to have something like Rachel Ray, who's a big international celebrity, saying, let's get a picture of me and my husband.
Yeah.
I mean, not a picture, but let's get a little version
Little version,
yeah. That's pretty good.
We've been lucky.
You're onto something.
Hey, Tyra Banks was in here last week having a terrarium made.
She's a nice gal, isn't
she? She's pretty. She is really pretty. Well, I can't even say pretty, because it's not. She's pretty.
She's beyond that.
She's, you know, whatever. It's like a natural born thing. You kind of just, you're like, damn. And then you're like, oh, she's great. You know? And it was so much fun.
I like her, because I like that show, America's Next Top Model.
Do you?
I watched that.
Yeah.
And I love when she does her little bits, when she does
her
sketches.
The walking thing and the...
No, just when she's like, she'll show up in a mustache and do some acting and surprise him. Like, oh no, it's me, Tyra. I love it. She's one of our great actresses.
Do you gain something from these shows? I mean, have you learned the runway walk and...
Two beautiful women stand before me, but I have only one picture in
my
hand.
Nice.
I love it. It's a great program. And it's fantastic. And any other celebrities coming? You got everything?
I don't know. I mean,
myself.
Well, you are by far, the best to come through these doors.
Pretty
so.
Big.
We were very, very lucky to be commissioned to make a terrarium for one very, very famous mobster film director.
Oh.
First name starts with an M. Last name starts with an S. And... We did a mob hit scene.
Rhymes
for him.
With Farty Borsese.
Yes, it does. That was very clever of you.
That's pretty cool. What'd you do? Was somebody shooting somebody in
the walls? It was bodies in the trunk, bodies in the grave, a couple of very, very slick looking fellas standing by.
All within one thing, or you do a couple of them?
No, very large terrarium. Came out so awesome, you know. It was one of these proud little moments.
Little known fact, as long as we're saying that, my great, great grandfather, I believe, somewhere along those lines, was a mayor of Atlantic City. And one of them was also a prohibition enforcer. So that showed the old, I know, I don't necessarily, I know how quickly we've fallen from that as I pour myself another drink. But he was that's what that show is about. It's about my family. It's that Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, I've seen that show.
I think it's all about my family, basically, which I think is... It's about all of our families, isn't
royalties?
It? Deep down.
No.
No, I don't think so. But I hope to have Farty on the show.
I imagine Farty would be the best guest ever.
Let's not call him that. That would be terrible if he ever hears this. Let's call him Artie.
Artie Morskazy.
Artie Morskazy is much better than
Farty.
This was Al Capone's drink.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Down the wrong pipe there, but that's
smooth.
What it was.
Yeah,
I tell you something, this is not bad at all. I don't often go for the rye because sometimes it gets me a little bit, and I like to have, but once it gets to be summer or spring, I move into I move into the whiskey and the rye. But that's quite so. The book, where can you get the book?
You can get the book here in our studio. You
Waltz
can buy
in and
it,
get it,
yeah, Barnes and Nobles and Amazon.
It's called Tiny World Terrariums,
yeah.
A step-by-step guide to easily contained life.
That's correct.
Search for that on Amazon.
Yeah.
Search for that anywhere in the world and you'll get it.
Pretty much.
What's this retail for?
20 buckaroos.
$19.95. Canada, $21.95.
Those Canadians.
I don't understand how that works.
Yeah.
They seem very, agreeable in all other cases, but everything costs a little bit more. But universal health care, that's why. So, great. Well, I think this has been a lot of fun. You got any maintenance tips on these things?
Yeah, well, I mean, we specialize in the easy to keep alive.
Yes,
so,
says so right there. Step-by-step guide to easily contain life.
That's
says
correct.
It right there.
Moss terrariums need to be misted with a spray bottle every 2 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
And of course, moss is a shade dweller, so you must keep it out of direct sun. And really, that's it.
I'm a bit of a shade dweller myself.
As am I. I am not a sun chaser. I am a shade chaser.
Yeah, but I'm a bit of a shade chaser.
Well, you know, I run hot.
Yeah. Me too. But my niece Katrina must run about 10 degrees hotter than I do because the air conditioner has been on nonstop for a couple of days. She, like, once it gets above 70... This thing goes and the electrical bill goes through the roof.
This is freak weather we are having.
I know. I was sweating up until this point. I've just stopped sweating.
Just now?
Yes.
Was there anything that caused this just now stop?
Well, the walk over here was vigorous. And I was sweating. And then I got here. But now I've settled down enough. And
maybe it was the rye. Maybe it helped in some small way.
I feel
way.
Like it broke the fever a little bit.
That's great. Yeah.
I feel good about everything. Well, you ever do a bottle of Candor like Superman?
No.
Do you know about that?
No.
Miniature city he kept in a jar in the old Fortress of Solitude.
Well, I've made a Fortress of Solitude.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you know you were also making a miniature city of the bottle of Candor?
No, of course not.
Or the bottle city of Candor?
See, now, was this part of the movies or part of the comic? Because I've never in my life read a comic book.
Well, interesting.
Yes.
That's interesting. Well, Katrina likes to read them, so every now and again I'll be starved for information, so I'll pick one up and try and understand what she's talking about. And, they got a whole thing in there. Anyway, we can talk about that later at length. I'm sure you'd want to.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
But I tell you, somebody might call up and say, can I get a Bile City of Candor? And you better be
now
ready
I
to
know
go.
What it is, though, so
yeah,
that
it's
works.
A little Kryptonian city. I think it's Kryptonian that they shrunk down to keep to preserve, and it's the last... It's really the last of it.
Interesting.
Anyway, Brainiac collects all this stuff in jars. And you're going to be doing any appearances soon?
Well, let's see what we got. We're doing lots of craft shows this summer, of course,
yeah.
which you know, we enjoy immensely.
Summer's the high season for that?
Well, we try and take off July and August just because of the health of our terrariums
and
the outdoors.
Good Lord, who can do it? Yeah, I do too. Yep.
And other than that, yeah, it's all about the craft shows and local markets and events that we have here, workshops. We want to have more parties.
Yeah.
Our book release was a smashing success and the place was packed, but we still managed to have all this beer left over. So we need to use that up, which
more
means
parties.
That we're thinking of just having a random May Day party.
I think that'll be great.
Yeah, you're invited, of course.
Good. Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'll be here. I have nothing else going on. Well, that sounds good. And people, of course, can get the book wherever, and they can come in from throughout the... If they're here in Brooklyn, by all means, stop by.
Indeed.
Come on over here.
We love company.
Well, we've had some nice company here tonight, haven't we, Katie? This has been fun. Have you had fun?
I've had a lot of fun, yes.
My goodness.
Yeah. But I like to talk, so hey, it works for me.
You and me both. You should get a podcast. Don't get a podcast.
No.
I'm doing it. I got this covered. Well, listen, I have a little bit of Dale business that I got to do.
Do it up.
But I really appreciate you taking some time with me and letting me drink in front of you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
There's still a little bit left.
A little bit, yeah. He drank it all, people.
I don't know. We got to get that empty so that we can have a... I'll bring
so
it to the next...
So we can terrare it.
We need to terrare this.
Got to get on with the lingo there.
But seriously, if I bring this by in a couple of weeks...
Yeah. We can make something happen.
It won't last a couple of weeks. In a week,
yeah.
We can make
something
happen.
How about tomorrow morning?
Well, I'll get it. I'll do my work on it.
All right.
And then we'll come by. And please give Michelle my best, too.
I will.
Because
she
I'm
regrets
sorry
she could
be
not
here.
Be here to yap with
well,
me.
Well, wait till she hears it. She'll really regret it. Won't she? All right. Well, listen, you can stick around for this because this is exciting. The
I'm
Dale
all
business.
Ears.
All right. So this Saturday. I'm going to be part of the Super Fun Variety Show up there at Film Biz Recycling. A lot of great people put on by Josh and Elliot Bisker. Elliot was she was a guest on the very first episode of this season, on the season premiere. Sweet Sue Britt, she's there, and she said, hey, why don't you come over to Film Biz? And she started, I'm very thankful for her for saying that. She said they were going to do some events over there. I said, well, my goodness, and things didn't work out with the Lyceum, and I'm sorry to say, but I had to move over to the Film Biz thing, and it's great. It's all been great. And anyhow, I'm doing this thing, and I'm going to be doing spirit drawings. The spirit's whiskey, that's what it is. That's the secret. So I'll be having whiskey and drawing somebody from the audience, a little bit that we'll do. And then Thursday, April 26th at 8 p.m., my goodness, come over to a live taping of the show. My guests are going to be Ray Cohen of Mile End. You ever go up to Mile End?
I have not.
But you got to get out of this place.
I got to get out more.
You
got to
have
it's
some
true.
More free time.
It's true.
They do the best smoked meat sandwich this side of Montreal.
I'm there.
It's fantastic. She and her hubby there, they do a good job. And she's also a fashion icon. She's going to be there. I, too, am a fashion icon. I'm not wearing my full regalia.
No, you are
but,
glammed up right now.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So she's going to be there. And Corey McAbee, my gosh, I'm telling you, enough people don't know about Corey McAbee. He's a great filmmaker. And so I tell you what the perfect weekend is to go order some smoked meats and rent American Astronaut. Watch this thing. You're going to have the best time of your life. I've done this several times, and it's great. And Matthew Fass of the Riot Brass Band is also going to be there. And there's a lot of other exciting things that we have going on. But check that out. April 26th is the next one. April 21st, that's what it is, a Saturday. I'll be over at the Super Fun thing. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Dale Radio. And if you listen in on iTunes, please do. You can also rate and review the program. That'd be nice. Just go on there. It only takes a second. Say, this is a good show. That's all you need to do.
Five stars.
There should be no other option. Well... That's it. That's all the stuff that I had to talk about. So I thank everybody for listening. Till next time, I'll be drinking these bottles faster so that I can make more terrariums featuring tiny versions of myself doing things and looking good. Now let's get back to that great music that we all enjoy. Oh my goodness, a lot of people came together to make this season possible, and my thanks go out to all of them, including the folks behind our season 4 take on the theme song originally composed by Steve O'Reilly at Engine Sound. This version is arranged by Lisa Mezzacapa and John Finkbeiner, performed by Lisa Mezzacapa and VJ Anderson, recorded, mixed, and mastered by John Finkbeiner at New Improved Recording in Oakland, California. Thanks also to the following generous, good-looking, and
and fun at parties, friends of the program. Cole Akers, Miranda Banks, Rachel Baer, Stefan Boedeker, Hannah Bowes, the Brain Flutter Foundation, Melissa Broder, Adam Bronstein, Justin Carroll, Tom Carroll, Amy Chang, John Charles, Denisha Christie, Rachel Turner, Pamela Clapp, Julie Cummings, Amanda Duarte, Emily Elson, Dan Engber, Alex Estrovitz, Sydney Erickson Feinstein, Lauren Fitzgerald, Aaron Gabbard, Tanya Glanz, Jay Harlow, Betty Jo Hallett. My goodness, this is a lot of people. Thank you. This is outstanding. Meredith Hudson, Melissa Yeager-Miller, Steve Lambert, Daniel Lee, Maura Madden, Shauna McGarry, Michelle Megan, George Knocktree, Peter Knocktree, Susan Newberry, Aaron Nichols, Steve O'Reilly, Ann Philbin, Elizabeth Eva Rossoff, Gabe Roth, Rebecca Rothbaum, Trinidad Ruiz, Jacqueline Skaggs, Shannon Stratton, Joel Tompkins, Karen Weber, Gabe Weiser, Will K. Wilkins, Brian Ye, and 10 anonymous friends. Thank you all very much.